At the Farm Progress Show, I am speaking with Pioneer and specifically Drew Porter. We are going to find out a little bit about what's new with Pioneer and some of their product lines. And so if these growers that are just starting to filter in here at the show come up to you, Drew, and say, what's new with Pioneer, what would you tell them?
Sure. The biggies we talk about certainly are Optimum AcreMax 1, the industry's first integrated reduced refuge technology, and we're excited that it brings farmers greater simplicity, higher full farm yields, in addition to helping with trait durability for the corn rootworm traits. It's also consistently important for us to maintain our focus on unique genetics, genetic diversity, and choices for our customers, so that we can help them place the right product on the right acre, knowing that not one single hybrid is appropriate for every field on their operation. And we really want to help them minimize their risk and maximize their productivity across their operation.
Now, it's my understanding that looking forward, we're going to see that particular product area continue to develop, right?
Certainly. Looking to the future, we continue to focus on additional reduced refuge technologies to bring even that next level of simplicity to the Optimum AcreMax platform. Absolutely.
So how about just as far as overall other technologies and products, what are some of the new things that are on display at the show this year?
Well, on our side of things, one thing we're excited about is continuing the strength of our Y-Series soybean lineup using accelerated yield technology. And why that's so important to us is it brings not only that great Pioneer yield we're all familiar with, but brings added levels of disease resistance and agronomic strength to help keep farmers profitable even when the growing conditions are a little tougher.
Since we're day two of the show, what kind of comments, feedback, things have you been hearing from growers out here?
Sure, growers are really excited to get into harvest this year. Obviously, as we look across the Midwest, harvest is going to be significantly earlier this year in the past. And just hearing a lot of positive comments from our growers in central and northern Iowa about how strong the Pioneer crop is looking, the great yields and standability we're bringing to the table, and they're just really excited to get into their corn.
All right, well, I appreciate you taking the time to give us an update on what's new and what growers can expect, especially as they come out to this year's Farm Progress Show. And here at the show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.